Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Jason Vincent to the podcast today. Jason is the owner, along with his wife, of One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Most people still probably call you Grisham Air Care or some form of that. You know, Grisham's been around for a long time. So tell me a little bit about who you are and what y'all do.
Okay. Well, on my part, I married into the business. I actually married the boss's daughter and took off with her in the military. Joined the Air Force in 1994. I was an air traffic controller there, brief point there, brief stint in the military, came back and jumped in the family business in 1998. Now, a little history of
absolutely,
company. 1968, Vernon Grisham founded the company, started working out of his house, and providing heat and air conditioning. Also, an Army vet, and that's where Mr. Grisham had never lived or never had heating and air conditioning in his own house. And I talked to his sons. I met Mr. Grisham before where he passed years ago, but his something he experienced in the Army was, I think, actually at a movie theater, they had heating and air conditioning, and it was amazing to him, and that was something that always, I guess, kept with him. And when he came home, he said he wanted to provide that for people of his community. So that was the story behind the air conditioning side, and he started that out of his home. He incorporated in 1972 and, took off from there. I think he was over on 6th Street here off of Hobson for years. And then in the late, somewhere around 78, Mr. Kemp, Dale Kemp, also Army vet, got out of the military and came back home. He grew up around here as well and started working for Mr. Grisham. He worked for another outfit for a short time, and then he worked for Mr. Grisham. And at that time, I think it was only those two, and slowly grew the business. And Mr. Kemp worked for Mr. Grisham for years, and fast forward a few early 80s, he and his wife Rhonda purchased Grisham Air Conditioning Incorporated. And Mr. Grisham always kind of wanted his name off, but the community did not.
Right.
There are people now that I come in contact with who go, I remember Mr. Grisham. He used to come, did that to me years ago. He would come, and he would always look at this or look at that. And I said, yeah, that's Mr. Kemp. But he just allowed people to go, hey, Mr. Grisham. Mm-hmm. That was just who he was.
Right.
So he was the face of the company, really, even as Mr. Grisham still, around. And Mr. Kemp grew the company, slowly transitioned to Grisham Air Care. And then tried to change the logo. We had flags on it. We were red, white, and blue flags on our trucks, and but nobody would want to drop the Grisham name, and rightly so. He did a great business. He was pretty well known in the community, and continue there. So I married the daughter in 1994. Mm-hmm. In 1994, I do believe was the same year that we moved to a larger location, to the Buena Vista location, 209 Buena Vista. And then, of course, I took off for a few years, come back in 98 and worked for Mr. Kemp, and basically started insulating duct pipe at the bottom of the chain.
Right.
And helped installation of heating and air systems and duct systems. And moving up from there, fast forward again a few years, 3 or 4 years, I do installations and I go into service work. Continue fast forwarding. About 2012, 2013, Mr. Kemp's thinking about retirement, and he starts backing out of the business. And his wife, Rhonda, still runs the office at that time. And he officially, I think, 2014, retires. And I manage and run the company with Ms. Kemp, my mother-in-law.
Right.
And who I refer to as my favorite mother-in-law. We get along amazingly, and until about 2016, she ran the office and was still went kind of part time, and then officially somewhere around 17, 18, she retired. course, we're bouncing along as Grisham Air Care. Mm-hmm. And then we decide to expand and get a little larger. Mr. Kemp, Dale, probably grew from about 2 to 3 guys in the late 70s, early 80s to mid 90s, probably had around 7 or 8, anywhere from 6 to 8 guys at any mm-hmm. given time. And then through the years between 2010, 12, 14, you know, we may go up 10, 12, 14 guys. I think our max is somewhere, really an exact number right now, we probably are somewhere around 20, 22 employees.
Okay.
And in that 2018 time frame, we kind of looked for we were always kind of micromanaging things, mm-hmm. You know, owner running, you know, each individual aspect of a business, which could run you in the ground when you got 15, 20 dudes.
Right.
So we were approached by a franchise system, and we actually purchased that territory, our territory all the mm-hmm. way here, mainly Hot Springs. That's our hub, you know,
right.
And we take care of Hot Springs Village, Malvern. We go west of here to Montgomery County. We go north all the way, and maybe is it Perry County, mm-hmm. other side of Jessaville a little bit. We take care of Sheridan, Arkadelphia. We've had a job or two in Gurdon. We've had a couple calls. It's a little bit of a trip, but that's our territory.
Right.
And our franchise territory, we will take calls, and marketing actually goes to about the I-30, 430 split around Bryant, Alexander.
Wow.
All the way back to Hot Springs. So we don't have a location there.
Right.
That may be a future, but we will not expand until we can guarantee we can take care of this territory right here in Hot Springs.
Right.
The best way possible. If we're going to take service away from a customer here, we're really not going to go prioritize over there yet until we know we can handle it.
Right.
So, and what do we do? Primarily, like I said, 95% residential heating. Air conditioning is a broad area now.
Right.
It's not just keeping you cool, keeping you warm. It is cleaning your air. That is a huge factor these days.
And that was one thing I was going to ask you about, you know, coming out of COVID. I know it's kind of in the rearview mirror a bit, but,
yes.
You know, that was such a huge thing, wanting to get those filters that would filter that out. And, you know, how big a deal was that for y'all, you know, getting started with that process?
Getting started with it was not really an issue at all. We have been, that whole industry is called indoor air quality. Heating and air, people call it IAQ for short.
Mm-hmm.
That industry, those products have been in the field for years. We, as a really high level, more custom dealer, we have never been contractor grade.
Mm-hmm.
Contractor grade does not look at anything indoor air quality except, can I put air conditioning and heat in that home or in that space?
Right.
We have had the products, we have sold the products, but I think in our area, the industry has struggled putting that forefront. Until COVID,
mm-hmm.
When COVID hit, I think a lot of customers went on, you know, went to the Google
mm-hmm.
and started searching and finding. Oh, what do I got to clean my air? Well, we've had this for years,
right?
And that's a benefit of our franchise system. We have products that are guaranteed and actually outdo by specs and guarantees and warranties outdo primarily anything in the industry. And they are labeled, and they are really ours. They are most all of our products are labeled 1 hour,
mm-hmm.
and everything that we sell, there are aspects of that product that have a lifetime warranty to them. So, and those are all of our indoor air quality products. That so it wasn't difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just put it on the forefront more to the customer, and more they're a little more in tune to it, and we could just take it and run with it. So we've been pushing or selling the products for years. They have improved over the years, but COVID just really helped us be present where a lot of guys really don't know. They're taking some supply house information and putting more generic products. That is a quick, cheaper method, and they work mm-hmm. to a point.
Right.
So it wasn't a difficult, you know, we were already studied up, trained on it, and just kept running. Really,
yeah. So how many locations do you have?
We only have one physical location.
Okay.
There were times in the past. We actually had a shop in Malvern that we had open for a few years. And the manager that ran the show, we had a manager down there that would run service down there. And we actually had a secretary in that office who, a customer service gal who answered phone, took calls, did billing out of there. And actually, both of them had, this is before COVID stuff, had medical, ended up both of them having to retire pretty much for medical reasons. And we decided we could run it out of Hot Springs and not keep that office there. So we still do have plenty of our customers down there. We just have the one location.
Right. Okay. So, you know, I know you said you do primarily residential work.
Mm-hmm.
With Hot Springs, you know, there's so many old homes. You know, we have such a large number of older homes around here. You know, is it more difficult to deal with, you know, an older home with, you know, existing systems in, you know, putting in new systems than it is, say, a newer home that's, you know, I say newer home, 20, 30, 40 years old compared to some of these that are over 100 here in town?
Sure. Certainly the historic district end, there's some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them did not have heating and air conditioning, and then many of them may have only had heat as times, you know, came along and technology came around. There are some, and we have to meet state code as far as anything heating and air conditioning involved. That's its own entity. And then we also have to meet Hot Springs City Code when they're in the city limits.
Right.
And those sometimes are much more strict than state code. That's probably the most difficult. But I will say if there's an aspect of that job in an old house that is impossible to meet code, that would be astronomical to either tear down or rebuild or whatever.
Right.
It's a simple phone call. And then we put our heads together with the city inspectors and go, hey, how would you want us to approach this? And they're always welcome to, you know what, this is safe. Mm-hmm. As long as they deem it safe. I mean, ultimately, we're the license holder. We're the liable party. But there are some conditions, and I will use one that really we couldn't get around. We literally, it was an under 100-year-old house that we had to dig a trench under the house just to get clearance for our ducting. Ductwork has to have so much clearance underneath it. It can't lay on the ground or touch the ground. So we literally dug a trench with a little military, you know, 2-foot shovel. and that was a rough one. It's been several years, but it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
But we've never seen one that we've had to walk away from, go, nope, we can't make that code or we can't do it. This house is beyond. It happens and we make it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
What would you say is your what you do the most of now? Is it do you have a lot more of just regular maintenance stuff? Do you have a lot more installation? Or is it pretty 50-50 right now?
So our business model, when you go revenue across the board, we're about 65-70% of our revenue comes from installations. And those are primarily replacement. We take an old system out, what we call a retrofit.
Right.
We take an old system out, put a new, more efficient system in. That's about 70% of our company revenue. The other 30% is maintenance and repair. Of course, we do a lot more. I think we were close to 5,000 calls. Last year, our technicians ran about 5,000 service calls, not counting those installations.
Right.
So a lot of that is maintenance. We have around 1,500 to 1,700 maintenance customers. We go to their house twice a year and just to clean and maintain and make sure it's ready to go for the season. So that's, and that is somewhere around an 5 to 8% of that revenue is that maintenance. And that's our bread and butter. We just maintain that relationship with the homeowner, and that's our goal. It is not to go make all the money there. We want that relationship to years and years and years of just knowing that customer, going and making sure they're ready to go for the season, keeping them comfortable.
Yeah. So a standard unit, you know, last time I looked is what, 15, 20 years?
That's a long life.
Okay.
Standard in the industry,
right,
is somewhere around 8 to 10 years, the life of a heating and air conditioning system. Okay. If you look up, if you just ask the search engines, mm-hmm, what is the standard life, they may go somewhere. You're gonna hit somewhere between 8 and 10 and 12 years these days.
Okay.
Yes, 10, 15 years ago, we took out systems that were 25 years old, 30 years old, and customers would say, I've never touched it. It's fine. Everything we make is of recycled materials. Everything we make is of thinner materials or outsourced materials, whether they come from overseas or the work, you know. But in our industry, if you buy basic, what we call contractor grade, an El Cheapo, you know, I wouldn't expect more than about 8 years out of that system. Even a good system, well maintained, you're going to talk 10, 12 years. If you get 15 years out of a new heating and air system, that's a good one. You got your money's worth. Now, I will say this, in the past, when they were to go 15, 20, 30 years, they had a 1 year warranty. Right. These days, if we install your system, and I won't speak for every manufacturer, every dealer, as long as we install that system, we register your equipment, because saying it was installed by a licensed contractor or a licensed dealer, it will get you no less than 10 years of parts across the board. So there are some, we also have increased, you know, warranties, but no less than 10 years from any heating and air system that we install, you're going to get 10 years worth of parts. So I think that's a sign in the industry that goes, after 10 years, you know, it's time to start budgeting, thinking of a new system.
Yeah. Well, and technology has changed so much in the last, even in the last 10 years, you know, to where, you know, you look at some of these systems that are, you know, even 10 years old, like I said, they're so much bigger and louder and all than your newer systems.
Sure.
So what is it that is probably one of the biggest challenges that y'all face as a heating and air business?
The challenges now are cost and availability. The last couple years, we used to be able to walk in and give you 3 or 4 options from a contractor grade to a middle of the road to a Cadillac, mm-hmm, in efficiency and warranty and pricing, where the last couple years, 2 to 3 years, we would come to your house and look and go, okay, let me call the warehouse. Let me see what's available. Mm-hmm. And what we think would be best for you, or you would be willing to do. You may want a high efficient system to really cut on your utility bill or your utility usage. Mm-hmm. Your bill's not going to go down.
Right.
Because we know how that happens. So it would be more along, you know, Mr. Smith, this is what's available, and this is what we can get next week,
right,
or tomorrow, or we won't have any availability for 2 weeks. And that's been a struggle, I think, in the whole industry altogether, is product availability. Beyond that, in our town, many, many systems, for years, contractors were putting either furnaces or air, what we call air handlers, mm-hmm, in a closet. Many times now, with efficiencies, you think they used to be larger units, but now they have to put larger coils, air conditioning coils, mm-hmm, to get capacity ratings from governmental restrictions or efficiency ratings that they have to meet.
Right.
So they have to put oversized things, oversized coils, to get those in that, you know, system. So it's a struggle to put one in a closet and to get it to fit and make it code and make it accessible. So that's probably, as far as installation, a struggle. You have to be able to service it. You have to be able to change it later. You have to be able to access. It has to meet code.
Right.
Beyond availability of equipment, I'd say that's probably the largest, you know, struggle today.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, costs and all going up. What kind of cost increases have y'all seen, you know, in the past few years?
Because I keep this kind of part of my job now is, are we priced right? How do we, you know, it's not just me and my family. It's me and 20 other families, you know, so, you know, we can't just guess and hope at the end of the month there's more money left, because the money runs out before the end of the month.
Right.
Over, and I've kept track of it the last few years, if I go all the way to 24 months, our equipment costs, not counting material costs, mm-hmm. our equipment costs alone have increased over 50% of what they were just 2 years ago.
Right.
And that is manufacturers coming every 3 months to 6 months and going an additional 8%, 10%, 12%. Now, that I have heard from just before this year, just before January, a couple of sales reps, and I guess they kind of were boasting or kind of giving a heads up, hey, this brand is going up 18% January 1. This mm-hmm. brand's going up 12% January 1. And typically, all the major brands communicate together and go, we're going up. Well, we're going up. Okay, well, I'll go up.
Right.
And that is probably, as far as cost, it's unreal. And in my 25 years, I've never, ever seen a manufacturer, they claim because metals go up, mm-hmm. prices of this go up. But when metals come back down, their equipment doesn't come back down.
Right. A
fun fact most people don't know, a large percentage of your heating and air conditioning coils forever were made with copper.
Mm-hmm.
Where copper is more expensive than, say, aluminum. Well, the vast majority of manufacturers are now making aluminum coils. So when we tour factories and when we talk to the powers that be, when they say, oh, we're going all aluminum, I was like, okay, the price is going down, right? Because you're making coils with aluminum, not copper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Well, the process is different. So they can't pull the wool over our eyes, but it really doesn't matter. We have no control
right.
over it. So the costs are, that's probably the thing that pains me the most, is the amount of cost, what a system would cost a customer now from what it did just 10 years ago.
Right.
Is nearly double. Our costs are way more than double. So yeah. We have just, you know, really try to maintain the best we can. So that's just, it's almost sickening where they go to. And then the availability, they would tell us, well, the price is going up. So you can't even get me that a piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the price is still up. Okay. So
there's
so much that doesn't make sense about the industry, really. And I don't think it's just our industry. I think that's really nationwide, worldwide on those costs. But
right.
50%, over 50% in 24 months is huge. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming by. So, you know, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, you know, what's the best way? Website, phone number?
We have a website. You can reach us. And this is another thing that's going out and phasing out. There are a lot of companies used to answer the phone 24/7. Many don't do that anymore. We answer it 24/7. Most people remember us by 525-COOL. Our area code, 501-525-COOL. That has been our number for, I guess, since probably 1971. Right? Or I don't know when Mr. Grisham got that, but
right.
when he got in the office, 525-COOL. So that's 525-2665. And we have a call1hourair.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is a nationwide, you know, franchise. If you look up 1 hour air, you're going to be asked a zip code. Mm-hmm. And you put in your zip code, you're coming to us. If you're in our territory, and that's roughly about 50 miles from Hot Springs, you're going to come to us. And you can find out all the information about us. Even those indoor air quality parts are on that website. And of course, we'll talk to you anytime. And many times people call and ask for me. Mm-hmm. There's a couple Jasons there. But if they say Jason the owner, they're going to take a message, or they're going to get you, you know, they can transfer directly to me.
Yeah.
But we're still 525 cool. All
right. Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming by, and, you know, enjoyed sitting down and chatting with you a little
bit. You bet. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.